Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Hi, I'm Kristen. My family has dairy farmed for generations. Through the years, my family has shown a commitment to the community and environment. By using the latest technology, best animal care, recycling, and sustainable practices. Because our goal is to keep dairy farming in the family for the next generation and keep providing the best and safest milk around. Learn more about Dairy Farm's commitment to community and the environment at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
The live cattle and feeder cattle futures market were disappointing today. We had a June live cattle down 30 at 116.60. We're still right there at that 20-day moving average. We're actually closing right above it, so hopefully we can hold those levels and move higher. August, we're 119.87, down 25 cents. There's been a lot of optimism in the market, people wanting to buy the live cattle based on the simple fact that the boxed beef market is so much higher than where we are on the live cattle. And there's just a huge discrepancy there. Today at midday, boxed beef was up 14 at $323.52. Keep in mind that while that's gone up over $100 a hundredweight, the live cattle have essentially stayed the same price. So that's a lot of room for a movement up here, and hopefully it'll happen soon. Today's slaughter was 119,000. Last week is 115,000. So that's an uptick. Before COVID, it was around 120,000. There are several things going on in the export market here. The Netherlands bought a lot of beef. I don't remember them being one of the big buyers here, but it looks like they bought quite a bit overnight. And then also Brazil had a 30-day ban on their exports. I don't know what that'll mean long term, but if they can't buy from Brazil, where are you going to buy it from? And that pretty much opens the door, in my opinion, for the U.S. and Australia.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Spur Ranch wants to invite you to their Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m. at the ranch just west of Vinita, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 85 registered females, including 55 fall pairs, 15 fall bred heifers, 15 spring bred heifers, as well as 50 fall and spring bred commercial replacement heifers. For a catalog and more details, go to spurranch.com or give them a call, 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m., Vinita, Oklahoma.
Grain futures were mixed today. Corn was the bright spot here, up 13 cents on December at 552. There was another big sale out of China this morning announced. So over the last week, we've had almost 9 million metric tons sold to China. So they're back, and they're buying big amounts here on this setback. So that's a good sign. July was up 6.25 at 664, so they're unwinding a little bit of that spread there. Beans, on the other hand, were 1 to 5 cents lower, with November down 1.5 at 1367.75. The Chicago wheat down 3. The Kansas City is a little bit weaker here, down 8.75 at 625. There's been some favorable weather this late in the crop season. And also out of Kansas, the quality wheat tour out of Kansas just continues to show that their yields are expected to be in the 50s, not the 40s. And that's a really good sign. Last year they didn't have the report, and this report's actually a couple weeks behind the normal time frame. So I don't know if that really makes an impact, but it looks like Kansas is going to have a crop. And here in southwest Oklahoma and north Texas, it looks like we're going to have a crop. So I think that's weighing on the futures. December cotton today down 38 at 81.99. That's really been hovering right in there, the 81.99. The drought monitor shows that West Texas is still dry.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves potential risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.